In Africa, or in some African countries, some women, and even men, I should add, have taken to bleaching their skin in the belief that lighter skin is more beautiful than darker skin. So despite the risks, up to 70% of women in Lagos, Nigeria, bleach their skin. And we asked you on Facebook, what do you think? Would you bleach your skin? We asked you to join the debate and discuss about this topic. And I'm now joined by Eddie Micah Jr., host of What Else? Eddie, what makes someone to take that step of bleaching their skin?
Well, if I'm to be honest, it's something that I'm still grappling with to try to understand, try to get into people's heads. But I mean, based on research and some information out there, it's what people normally see. First of all, through the media, you know, Western media has a way of projecting what beautiful is, you know, and so this is an angle that we sometimes don't look at, but that is true. You talk to some people and they go like, oh, once you have light skin and you're a bit slim, you know, you have slender body and all, that is the definition of beauty. So some people feel less confident if they are, as they explain sometimes, too dark or a bit chubby or not, then they go like, okay, then I'm not beautiful. So then I should do these things to make me beautiful, to fit that criteria of what beauty is. And for me, as an individual, I just don't get it. No one should define to you what beauty is. You should just believe you are just the way you are.
Let's get to the debate now on Facebook and what people have been saying about this topic on whether skin bleaching is good or not.
Yeah, a lot of comments have been coming through, Crispin. Now, Ngacha Divine, you say, I am African, handsome, black and proud. Only people with low self-esteem bleach their bodies. Now, Dominguez Miguel says, I think it's a lack of understanding and ignorance and lack of pride to many black that want to be white. Now, I don't know any whites that want to be black, and we have to uplift and celebrate dark-skinned people on TV. This situation is a disgrace for a continent of black people. Enoch Kivite in Nairobi says, nobody can decide for others what they should do with their bodies. A white woman had melanin injected in her skin recently to look black. Let adults do whatever they want with their bodies. I don't support skin lightening, but nothing can be done about it. So a pretty strong comment there says, let them be.
Let them do what they want.
Exactly.
So skin bleaching is not the same like, say, I don't know, straightening your hair or plating or, you know, wearing dreadlocks or polishing your nails, something like that?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, anything that you're doing, especially with chemicals that directly impact your original self and your original nature or your original being, I think that is a problem, you know? Yes, there are creams with chemicals in it for the hair and stuff. Does it have an impact on your scalp, or does it affect you scientifically or biologically in any way? You know, if it doesn't, that's okay. You know, but we're talking about bleaching where one is black or dark-skinned or colored and wants to be lighter-skinned or white, you know, whichever is achievable. That coming with its implications of skin cancer, which is a lot through bleaching, especially when we talk about the black race. So why do that? For me, that's a billion-dollar question. And yes, we know it's lack of self-confidence and all of that, but I think we should be doing a lot more via the media and as individuals, one-on-one and all, to psych people up to believe in who they are.
Eddie Micah Jr. from What Else? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Crispin.